Well, late last week, the boss of the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, Duncan Lewis, made an absolute fool of both himself and of ASIO when he suggested there was no link between refugees and terrorism. It was during a Senate hearing and in response to questions by One Nation's Pauline Hanson.
Do you believe that the threat is being brought in possibly from Middle Eastern refugees that are coming out to Australia?
I have absolutely no evidence to suggest there's a connection between refugees and terrorism.
Can you confirm that the 4 terrorist attacks and the 12 foiled that has happened on Australian soil was committed by Muslims? And if not, who?
Well, I did mention, Senator, in my opening remarks that certainly of the 12 thwarted attacks, that one of those indeed involved a right-wing extremist. The answer is no, they're not. They have not all been carried out by Muslims.
But more than 90% have. More than 90%. How ridiculous. One of the 12 was conducted by a right-wing extremist. No mention of the other 11. More than 90%. He reckons there's absolutely no evidence to suggest a link between the two. Is he silly? Think Monis. Think Newman Haider in Melbourne. And think Farhad Jabbar in Parramatta. All refugees or sons of. And so rightly, he's come under enormous fire. So this morning, he decided to go on radio and explain what he said. Now, this has been a national issue of great discussion and widespread discussion. So you'd think he'd kind of take on most of the media today to try and get his word corrected or explained and to get it in a little bit of context. Oh, no. He decides to go on ABC's Radio National, which I doubt has any more than 80,000 listeners right across the country, certainly only 25,000 in Sydney. He's gone boutique in his communication, Duncan Lewis. Like, if he really wanted a chance to clear things up and get it right, you go on the biggest radio station, the biggest television program, etc. And we have offered him, Duncan Lewis, to come on to this program and explain what he meant on Friday. Twice. But no thanks. Anyway, in his attempt to clarify his comments, all he's done is dig a deeper hole for himself. Have a listen.
I've not said that there are no terrorists who have not been refugees or not been the sons and daughters of refugees born in this country. But the context is very important. The reason they are terrorists is not because they are refugees, but because of the violent, extremist interpretation of Sunni Islam that they have adopted.
Okay, so let's look at this, those comments in the broader picture, because if we look at the 3 fatal terror attacks on Australian soil in the past 3 years, the Link Cafe siege with Man Monis, admitted to this country as a refugee, Newman Haider, who stabbed 2 police officers in Melbourne, and Farhad Jabbar, who murdered Curtis Chang, both children of refugees. It's pretty easy to see why a lot of people do see a link between the refugee program and terrorism, isn't it?
Oh, I understand that, and that is the issue that I'm trying to make very clear, that in all of those cases, they were not terrorists because they were refugees. They were terrorists because of this warped, violent extremist interpretation of Sunni Islam. It is Sunni Islamic extremism, and the way they are absorbing is quite interesting, Fran, to have a look at the way in which these folks have made the transition to become radicalized. Mm. In the overwhelming majority of cases, it's as a result of online viewing. They are getting online in their lounge rooms, in their bedrooms, at a very young age, and absorbing some of this very objectionable and brutal material.
Well, he's made that very clear, about as clear as mud. Now, he's not completely wrong. There are, you know, these terrorists are terrorists because of a violent extremist interpretation of Sunni Islam that they've adopted. But it's Muslim refugees who come from these Middle Eastern countries that end up being the ones adopting that interpretation. A very small minority, but there's a link. Join the dots, Mr. Spy. Your average Aussie tradie isn't likely to jump online and become radicalised. New Zealanders don't come over here and have a predilection to kill us. Duncan Lewis is ignoring the country of origin of these individuals and their religion and their methodology of getting here. And that, to me, is dangerous. We have a certain amount of people coming into our country with a predilection to turn on us. And he isn't doing enough to identify the source. Or maybe he has, but he's just pulling the wool over our eyes so we can get on with the Muslim community. Is he doing it on purpose? Maybe. Or if he's not, he's a numbskull. It's the source of the problem. Is that not important? And I would have thought it leads on to the idea of amending our program of immigration. Not all Muslims are likely to kill us. We know that. Don't ban all Muslims. I'm not suggesting that. But ban those who come from these Middle Eastern countries as listed by the FBI as the most dangerous, the seven categorized as most dangerous. Then you stand a chance in preventing terrorism at the source. Duncan Lewis has made this so much worse for himself. He's refused to face the reality publicly, and even the attempt at clarification is just cloudy. He's so in the shackles of political correctness, it's not funny. And to top all of this off, Attorney General George Brandis has defended Lewis as quoted in The Australian today. Now, I thought to myself, maybe there's a vague problem with this quote in that he's been taken out of context, because we hadn't had any audio of George Brandis until today, because George has decided to back up those comments on Sky News about an hour ago. And to me, he loses all credibility by towing the same PC line.
And I think it's important to understand what the Director General was saying. He certainly wasn't saying that no refugees have been involved in terrorist events in Australia, because it's a matter of public fact that some of the people who have been involved in terrorism were refugees. But his point was a different one, and that is that the source of the problem is not the fact that Australia takes a large number of refugees, including from the Middle East, under various humanitarian programs. It is the fact that there are certain individuals, particularly within the Muslim community, and particularly young men, who are susceptible to being radicalised. Now, whether they may have been refugees or not is not the reason they were radicalised and turned into terrorists.
Will they stop playing linguistic games? It all goes back to the same source. You know, Lewis refused to admit the link for PC purposes, or whatever. Whatever. And now Brandis is doing the same. So the bloke who can remove Duncan Lewis, the Attorney General, is drinking from the same PC Kool-Aid.